To make sure the I hope the argument makes sense what's going on. Say again briefly. We learned chat in Taisers in the Suya, Mechal. We learned chat. The following assumption that Eidich Simakase, the maid says Eidich Simakase. Eidich Simakase, that's not just a technical requirement that Eidim have to sign a piece of paper and make it a star. But there are a few things. Number one, the title of Eidich Simakase means Kase means Abdul Sevi Krisis, not in Rashi English. Means that's what converts, that's what makes, that's what infuses the paper with the question of a Gerushin or Kiddushin. That's number one, the title of Kase. And number two, is that Eidich Simakase, that implies, that means, number one, this implies, that means that we're talking with a star. And that tells you that the male holds a star to be effective as a shakinian, not in so long as a shakinian, I'm not talking about that. To be effective as a shakinian, it has to be a chefs of edus. An effective chefs of edus. The impulse of a star is edus. How do I know that according to the male, the impulse of a star is edus besav? The impulse of a star, the essence of a star, of a shakinian, not only shavai, is edus besav. How do I know that? From the very sheet of Eidich Simakase. And that's what that means. Eidich Simakase. In Mele, that's the Pshat Mishenim. The Posh of Pshat Mishenim. Let's say the coin of Meir, Yochel's dive is no good, because he's missing, that's the Mehus of Hashar. That's the Mehus of Hashar being Eidus. Eidus Vosav, Eidus Hashar. Yochel's dive is a steer to that. If Yochel's dive, if it's Yochel's dive, it's not Eidus. Eidus, as we said, is not Yochel's dive. Can we stand that upon him? They can have some kind of a cue. And that's Aleph. What? Oh, wait, I'm not. That's Aleph, that's the secondary way, Pashtos. Then we explain like this. The other thing you have to understand is what is the Eidim Sirikase? Eidim Sirikase is. The word of Kasei is the same. They make it as a result. Kasei is the same thing. Now, what is it about Eidim Siri let's go with the Pashtos. Pashtos, according to Blaz, also it was also masking that Eidim, the paper has to be invested with Koyach to make a kinyan, and it's done by Eidim, but he also done by Eidim HaMesirah, not before. Eidim HaMesirah could do it. Whether Eidim HaMesirah can do it also, that we said that's not like this. But Eidim HaMesirah do it by witnessing, but the Mesirah, which is a very kinyan, that group where they make the shak, they give the shak the koyach and take it to be a shak kinyan. And the Mashal will be showing you in Shalom Taishas whether they have to know what it says on the shak or not. Here they have to know, then it's poshut, and it's ahulim. They know that the Shah says Kenyan, the Shah says Kiddush, and the Shah says Gerushin, and they see the Mesirah, so they're Kase. They're Ashwir Shtor, the Kamas Al Yodom. If they don't have to know what it says, if the Choy looks like the Mashkam Tai says, not you test, I'm a basic Yidnis, they don't have to know what it says in the paper, so then Ashwir Shtor is. But don't make any mistake, there'll be no confusion whatsoever. About the paper has to say Gerushin on it. If it doesn't say Gerushin, it's about the Namagreshis. Nobody ever had a Havimina, so Havimina, there can be a blank piece of paper. And the Shalos, the Eidim have to know at the time. The Eidim, in the capacity of Ashwir Shor, they have to have that idea at the time or not. But Avadi has to say that. And it has to say, Sari Mechuloch, if you want Kinyin, and it has to say, Avad Mechudash, if you want Kiddushin. Otherwise, it's nothing. Of course, it's nothing. The Shalos, how much Eidim have to know about it to be Eidim Mesir on the Shalom? That's a Shalom. But in Mele, that posture in Eidim Sirikase, nothing was said about the appointment of the pedestrian, the Eidim Hashtar, Eidim Bishtar, Eidim Bichsav, so Mele, Yochel Zayv is Koshim. Yochel Zayv is Koshim. That's the first thing. Now, the Pshat in the Ritual, Mishen Rabban here in Ksuvus, whatever he's talking about, what he's talking about, Kinyan, don't we, or not, but whatever it is, he reads on the sheet that the Pshat is also Koshim. The hesber is not that he questions an initial. The hesber is not that he questions an initial assumption. He doesn't say it doesn't have to be eidus. He just says the eidus, the quality of eidus basav doesn't have to be enduring. Doesn't have to be yoy lekiyum. The man yam the man yam the yomavim the key the ability to last is not doesn't define eidus. Something which doesn't last is not eidus. If eidus going to ritual, even if it's only momentary. And it only has to be eidus momentarily at the time of the mesivah, when the kinyan is chal, then has to be a chavs of eidus. A minute later, we don't care anymore. It doesn't have that. Doesn't have to have the potential to last more than a split second. The answer, but even that, is not chilek and the very fundamental of the definition of shana according to Meir. Eidus simikasa is the same definition. It has to be eidus basad. Shana is how long it have to last. That's what we're saying. Then there's a shaila. Then now there's a shaila. That the Rishonim, the Ritva, there, in Gittin Gdushin, Namish Achis, the Shita here, Rabban Mefurish in Gdushin says that according to Rav Meir, it has to be royalist time, Yochel Zayv is no good. A Stephen in the Rabban Shita. So I do it. So there are three, we said three things. We didn't answer the three words. We said three things about it. Aleph, Alpi Rashi. Rashi would be a Yishuv. What does Rashi mean? Rashi learns that there's one often Gemara that says it's no good when it's made. Wisdom, that thing getting the whole place. And Rashi says the reason the Chachomim said when it's made, Sav Yochel Zayv is no good, is because the Chashash that maybe there's something a Tanai written into the Shnai that'll be erased. And we, the Eidim, won't remember it. It's not a Chisoyin Be'etzim. It's not a Seidus to get a Chisoyin. It's not a Chashash. So it's not the Chashashim. That's the one mahalach. The Yishayim don't hold again.
What? Why would you be closest by
again and not by Shkakini? Good, if you have to say maybe get Mochomo. Yeah. Maybe, I'm saying, I have to say it's an Akroponim, it's an Apostle of May Shita. It's an Apostle of May. Whether even Yashin is still absolutely comfortably, I'm not sure. You're right. Maybe it's not yet a comfortable issue, it's still a seer. But the problem is an approach to the more in Gittin, that there's an approach which teams with the oneness of the Ritva here. And so what I mean, I'm talking about approach. The Ritva here says that it's Koshal Maisa. The Gemara there says, apostle, the Shalu is, how do you, is the Eidus Basav or not? So according to Rashi, it is, but that's the Chashash. One. Two, Reb Chaim said the difference between Shakini and Gittin and Gidushin. But Reb Chaim said it a little bit, according to the sheet of the Rishon Rambam, that the Kaddish Mufush Megarish Beshar Kobanin doesn't need Eidim Mekim, they only need Eidim witnessing the Maisa Gershon if the get has Eidim signed on it. So the Hezbo is because the Eidim signed on the get serve as Eide Kiyum too. And for that, says Reb Chaim, and very mistaken, for that, Yochel Zayf still is no good. Even if you say that Yochel Zayf is Eidus, is momentary Eidus to make the Kinyan, but it's not Eidus the Kiyum at all. Because Kiyum Dov has to have the potential of being, Eidim and Kiyum have to have the potential of lasting a little bit more than momentarily. But we said that Rishayim, the Savor is very good, but that looks like the Ramban in Gush Nalbaga, because the Ramban says it's no good, Yochel Zayv is no good also for Shoy Kinyan. Nelema, it's a Steven, it's a Steven. Yeah. There's another way of saying the Reb Chaim's chiluk. I'll add it. I hope I won't confuse him. It was said already. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying it could be. This is what he meant. And he's in the sense of the says something else. But there's another way of saying the chiluk. And that in bon l'chalik, if somebody wants to be chalik between the Ashvi Yishtova for Kinyan Tanka and the Ashvi Yishtova for Gittin Gedushin, you could be chalik along the following lines. And the chiluk is in Biga Shmuel, it's the B'Shem G'del L'Choyin. Chaim, yes. The chiluk is there. Now, we'll come to explain why Tzav Yochel Zayif would be kosher for a Kinyan, but love that wouldn't be kosher for Gittin Gidushin. So say like this, the reason is because Takeh... first I'll say the word, then I'll explain it. The reason is because Gittin Gidushin have a din, that they need Eidim Lekim Adova. The Etzim Maisi requires Eidim Lekim Adova, not only to be viral later to avoid a Machlekes, but the Etzim Maisi needs Eidim Lekim Adova. So what's that to do with the Shana? The answer is there's an idea that Achoyim said, could be Chayim Rashi in Gidna Chub Beis or Beis. The idea is like this: we want to know that there's something called Ashvuy Shtov. What are the components? What are the components of a Shtar? And what type of Eidus I need for Ashvuy Shtov? What's the function of Eidus? To what extent does a Shtar have to have Eidus in it? I'm asking myself. I mean, just leave aside everything we said until now. What is the Shtar? We ask the question: what is the Shtar? Does the Shtar have to contain Eidus in it or not? Let's start again. Let's start from start afresh. The Shtar is the record of something. Does the Shtar have to be Eidus about it? Wasn't to say, but to make a shakin is not to say without being any vestige of Eidus in the Shtar whatsoever. So you could say, it has been said, that the emissary it depends on each maisa about in which the Shtar is going to function. If I want to make a Shtar, there's going to be a shakin for getting Gedushin. So then there's one requirement, there's a more stringent requirement of Eidus in the Etzem HaShvuyeh Shtar. If you want to make a Shtar, it's only going to make a Kini Kashkan, so the requirement of Eidus doesn't exist. And the reason for that is, since Gidin Kedushin needs Eidus, like hear carefully this talk, listen carefully to this talk. Since Maisa Gidin Kedushin, Maisa Gerushin Kedushin needs Eidus, like hear Madovo, so to be an effective Shtar Kinyan for that, the Shtar has to have built-in Eidus. Vashenkin Kinyan Kalka, Kinyan Kalka, there's no requirement. Torah doesn't say that Kinyan is only Chal if Eidim witness it. Kinyan doesn't need the Eidim. Kinyan is Chal without Eidus. Well, Yivay Sadi Al Ashabi, we say about Kinyan, the Medini Momnus. Kiyum, Eidim Nam Mekayimit. So Ashtar, which is constructed, which is made to affect the Kinyan Kalka, also doesn't need Eidus. The Hanuman, one word again, so I repeat that door that I said before, the Ashvuya Ishtar. For getting Dushin is different than Ashvuya Shtar for Kinyonim, and that's a reflection of the din that the getting Dushin need Eidim Kimadova, that's reflected in their Ashvuya Shtar. But saying again, Kinyan Kalka does need Eidim Kimadova, so the does need Eidim Kimadova, so Ashtar Kinyan to make such a transaction doesn't have to be Ashtar Kinyan, doesn't have to be Eidim Kimadova, it would be Samashtar says Solim Choloch, even though it's not effective, it's not Eidim Samoyul, it won't stand up in Bezit, it doesn't have to be signed by Eidim. There's a divin mahalach, but if he's there, we have another way of being mahalach between Gittin Dushin and Kinyonim. Right? More betzim. Right? Lamashu, we said that yesterday in Afghamina, repeating that. We said, according to the way it says in stencil, L'choyu, it comes out, that if you have a shad, Yochel was daif, and happened to be two Eidim witnessing the Venos and Beodo, so then Reb Chaim will say, the reason was masking that even get will be kosher, right? We said that yesterday. Because if the only chisaron that he's attributing to the ritual is the Eidim of Kimadova, that's only if the no Eidim Kimadova, but if Eidim are witnessing it, so then the Eidim, the live Eidim, provide the Eidim of Kimadova, and Oilu Meshach can be, and then the requirements of the Shar are similar to the Shar Kinyan, correct? We said that yesterday. But the fee, the Mahalach was saying today, it's not true. The etzim requirements of a Shvuyeh Shtar in get differ than a Shvuyeh Shtar in Shtar Kinyan, because get is a maaseh that requires Eidim to Kimadova, so each Shtar has to have Eidim in it, has to have built in Eidim. That's a chosh v'shvot and all, component. Ah, okay, so all this is, yeah.
So, Peter would talk, the mayor would make a difference if it's like doing that, because
yeah,
if you say it's Eidus,
Eidus
has to...
Yeah, so if he's there, so what's the... Yeah, good. So that would be a Yishuv on the ritual. Again, theoretically, not the ritual, not the Shem Bifnim, but theoretically, it's a Mokin Mechalot between Eksav Yochel's Daif. It's not Eidus. Not you don't have to say this about momentarily is Eidus. Not Eidus. But for Kinyon, then we don't need Eidus. You just need a record of a transaction. You need the transaction to be recorded on paper. Sadim Kuloch, when it's made. Hashem Kane and Gittin Kedushin need Eidus, and Yochel Daif is not Eidus. Yeah. Now that's the issue in Achronim. We said half it yesterday, we'll just finish up here. It's Muskim. Yeah, come on. Jesus Christ was in Gid Avdalid, and certainly the Rambam, and we're passing a lot of that for sure. That that Rav Elazar certainly maskin Rav Meir in Shtori Momin. Rav Elazar that says Eidim Sira Kasei is maskin Rav Meir in Shtori Momin, that if Eidim is signed on the Shtar, you don't have to have Eidim Sira at the time of the Sira.
Yeah,
for sure. You never need, you only need, Shah Rai does need Eidim Mesir, according to Rav Elazar. Remember that. Kenyan, we're talking about Kenyan. Yeah, we're talking about Shah and Kenyan. In Gad, there's a big machoy, in Gad, there's a big machoy, there's Chayshavas and the Rif and the Rambam. Chayshavas and Gid and Abdallah, and other places it says that Rav Elazar definitely requires Eidim Mesir. And Shah with Eidim Mesir only is no good, according to Rav Elazar. It's not gracious. That she is bound with Chayshavas. In every thing. The Rif and Rambam say no, but Taisus themselves that's only in Gittin Kedushin. But in Momin Kinyonim, in the Kinyon Momin, Taisus says that Rav Elazar is masking. That Eidich Sim Mekaras, Eidich Sim Mekaras. Because you can use the Hashav Eidich Sim without Eidich Mesiri. Okay, so now there's a Shaila Lemaisa. We're leaving the Rif and Abishai Rambam. We're going with the mainstream sheet of Taisus and Kavim Mekamis. Taisus says according to Rav Elazar. According to Rav Meir, Yochel Zayv is no good, right? We come back to the Taisus of Baisai. Taisus says, Rav Meir, we won't get him, somebody won't get him. Man chachomim mashirim ma'adif teru, man chachomim ma'abalazer. And who passes? Rav Meir. And the Hasbro, we heard of it. Okay, so Rav Meir, that says, Eidich Sim Kasei, he passes all shores, the Yochel Zayv. Rav Elazar, that says, Eidich Sim Kasei, he's machsh all shores, Yochel Zayv. And now we have a new Shaila. The Shaila is in Shoy Momin. Fima Blazer that Rav Elazar allows Shtori Momin without Eidim Sire, his Machshe Shtori Momin without Eidim Sire, with Eidich Sim alone. What about Yochel Zayif going to him? No, that's a shame. What about Yochel Zayif? According to Rav Elazar. Everybody hear the Shaila before, I'll just tell you the two sheetahs. You hear the Shaila, what we're talking about, we're asking. We Lomadnu. Lomadnu, this Taisvah, Taisvah didn't get nice inclusion. They're shining over there. They say again, that Yochel Zayv is supposed to go into the Meir, because Eidich Sim Mekasei. Yochel Zayv is the question according to Rav Elazar, Eidich Sim Mekasei. There has been, we said yesterday, we said again today. Shaila, Pasha Shaila. What would Rav Elazar say? Rav Elazar's Machshir, Eidich Sim in Shoy Momin. You don't need Eidich Sim. What would he say about Yochel Zayv? What do you think? What would the answer be? What would the answer be? What's your puzzle? What? Puzzle? You're not sure? Who's more convinced? Certainly, puzzle. This is a puzzle. How can it be kosher? Why should it be kosher? Because in the pshat, he's mistoma, then not mistoma. If he agrees with the Meir in Shori Kinyan, for whatever reason, if he agrees with the Meir in Shori Kinyan, Eidich Sim Mekasei, but he's Eidich Sim Mekasei, it's not Eidich Sim, it's Yochel Zayif. If Yochel Zayif, then Eidich Sim are worthless, so they don't contribute, they contribute nothing. That's where we spend in the Meir, so then, yeah. Right? So nothing. So if you need Eidich Sim, and he agrees to have made Eidich Sim Kash Shori Kinyan, but if you go up, I'll leave a Kosh, but go to count, it's a package deal. Eidich Sim is only the Eidich Sim. If the Eid was Hashah, Eid was Hashah, otherwise, if it's Yochel Zayv, it's Hashah. And that's what the Ksoy says, but the Ksoy says like that, that's the Ksoy in the big Ksoy in Membez. He says this for me, he says before, that Eidich Sim, if it's Yochel Zayv, not Eidich Sim, they missing Eid was Hashah. That's the good before the Ksoy. Yeah, however, there's like, he has another, a little bit, was the Shach is not he's coming, he's engaging in polemics with the Shach. The Shach is not like
that.
What?
Sorry? He's saying that that's an attempt that the word even is here, the second case of places. Second, Gemara.
Any Gemara that says, the Gemara Gittin. The Gemara Gittin says, the man Machshu of all the Eidim Siri. In Gittin, places is not Machshu with Eidim Siri.
The second one.
Yeah, Eidim Sira. Yeah. Eidim Sira. Yes. And foolish. He says it's foolish. Only Eidim Sira. He says it's foolish. Only Eidim Sira. Without Eidim Sira, doesn't work.
Not that it's going to
see
him, that
whole Eidim Sira. Yes. Good Eidim Sira. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Shach, whoever said now again, the Shach says that the Shach is Mechad Janu Mahalachim. He says that Rav Elazar was machshir edi with ashal edich sime, but he doesn't need any yochel zayif. He's machshir yochel zayif. And the mayor passes. Why is the mayor passes? The mayor passes. So he says, is that in the Mishnah of Sabbath of Meir, in the Mishnah of Meir, he says, explaining a little bit, elaborating on what he says. He says, Yesh HaHavchid, we can distinguish between two requirements. There's the Kaniva, that's what he meant. The Eidach Sim, Kelechoyu, it means. You need and you use the kind of make edich simen l'ashvui shor. The ashvui shor, the making shor, is the concept of edich simen. But that alone doesn't tell you there has to be any yochel zayif. You just have to need edich simen on the shor with yochel zayif. I have made said it's a foolish. All these gemaras, the kind of make yochel zayif is not good. That's because it may hold what we said yesterday, buchem teichel, which the kind of shach is a requirement above and beyond the etzim ashvui shor of edich simen. That's buchem teichel. Yochel zayif is not good because not buchem teichel. What much? So yesterday we had an example. Much mitaychay. Shna yesterday bin Shimon. Hadam bi achas. So the Gemara says twice that use lashon because now that the kohen of mayor is possible because now twice it's possible because now much mitaychay. We said yesterday she's twice it's possible because now much mitaychay. So yesterday we explained it without saying it's nutin. Yesterday we said that's the din. That's the kohen twice the mayor she does. It's correct. It's a mayor she does say because if it's not. The not just Eidos, the Eidos has to be unambiguous. And if they were left with it, we said if there's some even everything's written, then Yochel's diet. But if it's still ambiguous, who's the Megarish? This one or that one? Who's the Megarish? Is this Rochel or that Rochel? You're missing an Eidos. That's the Posh Avon, and she's a Dysus. That's the Posh Avon. The Chesson Mucham Itaycha is a Chesson and that's the Eidos. It's not Eidos of Chalkon, the Mayor. So the Shach came and he said the Bucham Teicha is a new requirement, a higher level requirement than Eidos, and which says it can't be ambiguous after in the Eisei Ben Shimon. But who did win and will kill all except Yochel Zayv and Bucham Teicha? The handle that there's Eidos and the Eidos which can serve the Mevarian Bezdin, we say. So if the requirement may require Eidos which can be Mevarian Bezdin. So if Shnei Eisei Ben Shimon, it can't be Mevarian Bezdin. So that's not good kind of may. Who did we need the Shach and the Sud Kaniri in the Sud that Yochel's life, Beshaita was the Svo we heard of it. That's what we use in the Shach too. The Beshaita, momentarily Kaniri, he held his Eidos. Aye, the next minute is not worth anything. That's only Chesor in Mucham Teichai. And the ability and the capacity to be used as a tool of being present. So that Ramei is Taki Machayiv, Ramei needs. But Rav Elazar himself doesn't know of that. Rav Elazar doesn't know of that. That's a ma'och of the shach.
What's the difference between a beer
of a bezin
and a shtar?
I mean, beer of a bezin, mamish. It has to be right. It has to have a aid. The aidus has to be capable of lasting. But shtar, for shtar to be in the fact of shakini, kohen blood doesn't need that. Just has to have a. It has to say study kulach. The mice that's happening has to be written in the shtar with aid and sign on it.
This is still
an aidus. Yeah. So they just simply can't say it's hard to say there doesn't be Eidos Bechal. The reason I'm saying this is because it's hard to say that the Kohen Shach doesn't be Eidos Bechal. So what they just simply can't say?
Eidos, even though it can't be used.
Yeah. But that's why you haven't read by anywhere. See, that's why you haven't read for. But Rebbe says the Mei is masking the Sfor. The Shach goes to the Mei is not masking the Sfor. But he says he calls it by a different name. He calls it Mucham Teichai. He calls it that's Mucham Teichai. That's what Mei requires and God doesn't require. So I'm trying to tighten up a little bit. I'm like,
why is the
Shaf making
a focus to
know 11? Because Taisa says that the Kondome is no good. Taisa says the Kamikom is the Kondome is no good for anything.
So why is it?
If it's Yochel, it's Daif. But he claims that Rav Elazar argues, Rav Elazar in Bemikvah, in the case in which Rav Elazar is Machshir, Shaul Edech Sim, i.e. Momin, he's Machshir Yochel Zayf.
Okay,
no, that is Mashiach. Without Eidim Siv, that's the whole sheet of Shah. Even though it's no Eidim Siv, how do you know? He learned up twice like that. Learned up the Rishonim like that. He learned like that. I'm a fool. He claims I'm a fool. That's a Shah. He held like that. All right. Yeah. Any other questions?
When you say in the Rizvan Ramey, you say it's still Eidus, it just
Even though it's not Eidus, it's Eidus at the moment, it's momentary Eidus, doesn't have a kinyan. That's even the Eidus, that's even a Remeir. Yeah, Shakinin. Then he limits it to Shakinin, not to the get. Right. No, no, I mean, it's Shakinin on the field. Yeah. You say even though it's after Zayif, still goes here and there, because it's not Eidus, it's not. The Eidus, so the Sfovi said, the Reb Chaim says it is Eidus. Even by... Yeah, Reb Chaim, in stencil, it said is Eidus, and the other Sfovi actually, just today, based on another Mechayus, is actually only Eidus. But Shakinin, mommy, don't need Eidus. Just need the written record, you don't need Eidus. Now that's what, that's what I said yesterday and today.
What?
Oh, that's good. That's a good question. That's a good question. Here, voice side. According to what we said today, if you can, everybody didn't confuse it too much. According to the Svobod Mechali that we said today, that the requirements of Ashgui Shtor are determined by, in get, by the fact that the Gittin Kedusha needs Eidim Kimadova. Since moment doesn't need Eidim Kimadova, so the Ashgui Shtor of moment doesn't need Eidim in it. So what do you need the Eidim to sign it for? So the emiss is, that it could be you don't need Eidim to sign it. I'll tell you the whole story. There's a, the Rambam in Pergalos Vichos Mechira, there's a Lashon Sosom of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is about Shakinian. You have a Rambam? According to the story we said today, based on the chayim, that the Ashvuya Shtoro is determined by the requirement that Ashvuya Shtoro Gittin Dushin reflects the din that Gittin Dushin need Eidim came at all, but therefore you need Eidim signed in the Shnar, and that's to be Eidim to Yochel Eskayim and Yochel Zayif. And since Kinyan Be'ezim doesn't need Eidim came at all, so the Ashvuya Shtar of a Shtar Kinyan for Karka doesn't need Eidus V'chal. Doesn't need, therefore Yochel Zayif is kosher, because there's not to be Eidus. Since Kinyan doesn't need Eidus, a Shtar Kinyan for Karka doesn't need to be a Chavs of Eidus V'chsam, Eidus V'chsam. So in the Fiz Eshel Kamal, they don't need Eidus V'chal. So the answer is, it could very well be. It could very well be, and the Shaila was needed in Gila Chayim already, and the Shaila begins, maybe before, but Rabbanim is based on the Rambam here. The Ram says in Pergalach Mechira, Haloch Chosayin, Kesad Beshtar, Kosav Loi Ala Nayu Ala Cheres, the Cheres that we learned, Sodim Nusunaloch, Sodim Chuloch, Kevin Shigia Shal Yodekon, Afal Pish Ein Shom Eidim Klau, Afal Pish Ein Shom Eidim Klau. So the Ram says, Ein Shom Eidim Klau is unequivocal, Ein Shom Eidim Klau. You don't need any signs on the Shnah. The Shalat of maybe, that's for sure the Rambam, there's no question. Ain't some Eidim Klaus is Rambam, you can make a Shakim without Eidim Klaus. Aye, how can it be? So some, the Shalat is in the Gdol Yechorin. So some said, but he meant Tzav Yodoy. Tzav Yodoy is written in the handwriting of the Moichir, so we say Tzav Yodoy like Mei Eidim. Tzav Yodoy like Eidos Baldin, Eidos Baldin moments like Mei Eidim. Tzav Yodoy equals Eidos Piv, Eidos Piv is like but that's why I think he made him domi. That's what some said. The other said, no, some said, Eidim made him cloud. Especially the cloud. The cloud said, Ram doesn't need Eidim b'chlal. Doesn't need Eidim b'chlal. And so the Shalom begins in this Rambam here. So it's a good question. There is a possibility, the Shakinian, and the Hezbeh, they say, it's this Hezbeh, the big Hezbeh brings it down, talks about it in Gittin. And the Hezbeh is this, that since Kinyan doesn't need Eidim, Mashtar Kinyan doesn't need Eidim either. Gevish needs Eidim, so Aget needs
Eidim.
Do we know Chassim is? If you want to make, if you want the functions, the Shah Raya later say, make Chassim is.
But isn't our whole thing is not sure that that Gittin Kedusha needs an additional Eidus.
What?
The whole shot was that Gittin Kedusha needs an additional Eidus.
The first that we said yesterday, based on what says in stencils, is this. Star needs Eidus. Tavad, it has to be Eidim signed in any star. All stars and any and all stars have to have Eidim signed in them. But then in the stencil says the following story. But the Eidus is even if Yochel is Daif, it is Eidus temporarily. Temporarily, at the moment of the Kenya is enough. Gittin Kedusha need Eidus to last beyond that. That's what they said. That's one story. Now they were saying another story. That Kubi Sharkin don't need Eidus Bechlal. There has been a reason.
What's the karti? How's the karti?
Where to get the karti? No, it's only getting Kedushin. You don't need the karti in Kedushin.
You can't see there are different levels of requirements for a Shvui Shtar?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's exactly the word. That the Shvui Shtar doesn't have a uniform halacha. There's a Shvui Shtar in Kinyonim and a Shvui Shtar in getting Kedushin. That's the difference between the two stories. Yesterday's story is that the basic Shvui story is the same. And Gittin Kedushin, if you're not going to have Eidim witnessing the Maisa, then need Eidus Kiyum, which imposes an additional extraneous requirement on Eidus of Hashan. Right? You with me here? Let's see if you understand. I'll say it like it's one sentence. Where we said yesterday is like this. Elomai, Sav Yochel Zayif meets the minimal requirement of a Shvui Shtar. In all stories, there's no difference between a Shvui Shtar from one to another. So Tzav Yochel Zayif meets the minimal requirement of a Shvui Shtar. Why? Because right now there's something written and Eidim sign underneath it. The reason the good for getting Dushin is if the Shtar has to function in an additional capacity, the Shtar has to contain in it the Eidim and Kiyum HaDov. Eidim and Kiyum HaDov have to be Yochel this time. It has to be Ein Yochel this time. The Eidus has to be a Yochel Iskayim, which means the Ksav has to be any Yochel, Ksav Miskayim, any Misnaif. That's one story. It's one story. Now today we say another Mahalach, also from the Lechonim. The other Mahalach is that the Eidus and Shvui Shtar differs in Gittin and Kedushin and Sharikinian. Sharikinian, that Shvui Shtar doesn't require Eidus Bechal. And there's a big mokum to learn Shvui Rambam like that. Rambam, after the Ritva, maybe. The Rambam, the Rambam was a person like it was, but the that's involved might be in the Rambam. I have a piece, if you made him quality, you can make a good Shafikin. So the question is, can be Mgarsha and Isha with such a get? How about it not? Eidich Simakasi was still going to get. So why, if you want to know, why the word is that Shvui Shtar and Get is different. Why is it different? Because in Get, the Hesber is, because the din, Torah, that Get needs aid, and Gershon needs aid, and Kimadova, is reflected in Esam Shvui Shtar. That's a Shvui Shtar. The fact, Eidim Kimadova, Fizeh, is reflected in the Shvui Shtar of Get. That Get doesn't have Eidim is not an effective Get at all. Even if it's witnessed by two Eidim. I think you can... Okay? That's right.
Then where do we have Eidus about Das and Mishayiv and things that are necessary for Ashtar and not just the Geras?
Excellent shadow. A lot of kashas. That's a very good kashas for it. So the MS is that Ashtar Kenyan then is not going to function as Eidus. You're asking a shadow that when I look at the Shah, what do I see Eidus about that? The answer is I don't. That's only Amos. And you won't when you see when Azaz Shah Kenyan doesn't it's not an Eidus about anything. It's not a right about anything. It only serves him as a Kenyan. It's like a handkerchief. His mom is like a handkerchief they use for a Kenyan student, right? That's a dogma. They want to have what they want to understand it. So I use the handkerchief of Kinyan Sudra. Is the handkerchief an ages later that the Kinyan Sudra was made with it? If I did not, I can't talk, doesn't talk, we don't know anything about it. So a Shah Kinyan was written without any Eidim, it's just a Sadim Chuloch. It's like a printed piece of paper, it's a Sadim Chuloch. It doesn't attest, not made about anything. But Bishas Mais, it was an effective instrument of Kinyan. Same way the handkerchief or the Yarmulke or the pen was an effective Kli for the Kinyan Sudra. The two have nothing to do with each other.
So we're talking about where the mocher is moda.
Yeah, that's right. Yochel Zayv, when you are Edim Sira present, Yochel Zayv is not a chesaron. That's what all you say. Nobody disagrees with that. That's Malcha Chovim, Chovim Achshivim. That's the Pusha Gemara. Chovim Achshivim, Malcha Chovim Abelazer. When the Edim Sira present, you can use Yochel Zayv to make a shakin. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah and Gid, the Chavar, and the Gemara says, Chovim Abelazer, Malcha Chovim Abelazer. Abelazer was Edim Sira. Omer Abidah Mashmur. Eid v'dayim es havin. Omer Abba Chomo, Kava Mal Yosh Maitse. Here, before we go into this, this is a Shveres Sugi. This is a Shveres Sugi, two Shveres Kaid. And both are like, if, I don't know where you're holding, I don't know if you're maybe holding by the next missionary, I don't know. But this is a Shveres Sugi, the two Shveres Kaid. What is possible? The words in the Mishanim are hard to figure out. And I mean, so if you have trouble figuring out, don't despair, work on it. Keep on reading it and thinking about it. Then after you figure out what the words mean, Rabban, Rashba, or Ritva, Ran, Mr. Shem will look at Blinet, I want to look at those inside Blinet, some of them, of each of them inside Blinet, Mr. Shem. And then after you figure out what the words mean, what's going on, what's the Havana? What's the Havana? Nishita. It is a complicated sugya. We'll try, Mr. Shem. But it needs work. His aid. Oh, my vidam shul aid with diamond sapphire. Oh, my vami vachomo. Kam malgish maitz on over my malisa. My the gemasa tahadu loyko masi the dayon. My the gemasa dayon loyko masi tahadu. Elo ki also over cheskel over malot the sin of lahani kol the kaili hudo ochi. Which made the shmul. Igor avinoi. Ach, but the Rabbi Chiyah Vahavah Lomid Van Shum Shumei Vam Hochi Mas Vahav Dama Tzavah Nama Amei Mecha Amal Shmaita. The scenario repeat itself two generations later. Oh, my Vashu Amei Mecha Mishum De Kalse Avuch De Imoch. Your grandpa was Mekalasis. Means Oyim Vachoma was Amei Mecha. He was an enigle of Oyim Vachoma. Ad Nami Mekalasis Lek Vahavir Choy Vahavah. Look at Rashi. Eid V'dayin. Shah Shekosu Vahavah Hendrik. וחוסם עוד היום על הפק שלוי לך הזמן כשהציעו המל שציעוי המל ולגבויס עיר הלוי ולוי מהמזו יפו ובו אחד מעד השטר ואין עשב ידו ואמר עשב ידו ואחד מן הדיון עם אין עשב ידו מצטפין לך שירוי And he said, no, my Gomas said, Sado Ede Hashem Midim Al Mon, Yeshev Shaki Rabbonu. So they are the Midim of Nenus Kayim. Yeah. So let's begin Minatzad. You see them here say all the Rishonim. But what are we talking about? B'mei Anan Kayom. So we're talking about Ashala was Mekuyim, and we're Mekayim it again. That's a Tzahai Mai. Say Rishonim, yeah, Enoch Enam, it's all Rishonim say. You see them here. They can be Ma'ari on a Kiyum. The only one time. It's not forever. One more time. The Reed speaks out Mefurish. I mean, it's Pshat. He just speaks out. The Reed, we now have a piece of paper which can have up to five chasimas on it, right? Two Edim, three Dayonim allegedly, the three Dayonim assigned, allegedly are assigned the Kiyum, and the Loiv can say, everything is Mezuyuf. That's what the Reed speaks out of this scenario. Everything is Mezuyuf. That's what we're talking about. So Aleph, you see that we don't throw him out. We listen to him. One more time, we listen to him.
So okay. So you can write a handbook on the handbook?
After that, Lo Shamanu, you can get Nochamu. One time, that's it. What?
Kim doesn't need Arabs.
Yeah, but here, Mistom, he's only with the Tanziyuf. Better than that, no Taninan. Mistom, not. Here we have to hear from him the tiniest position.
The first five
signatures
was not
the word signature. It says it can be it keeps on going.
This law is amazing, so.
I know, but I want to say the same thing also again. It's being theoretical. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not aware of that today. It keeps on going forever.
The second kiyum needs to be different from the first kiyum.
Well, yeah, that we're learning here a few halachos about the second kiyum here. Now you want to know how do we make kiyum the second time? Avad is enough the second time if you can't let us speak out possible. Avad if you repeat the kiyum edim, it's also good. It's also good. The loyvi comes to some beds and the malvah is also and the five chesimahs on the loyvi is almost zuyuf. But enough, of course, it's enough to be kiyum only the chesimahs edim. That's possible. It's possible. We can't. The two Reuven and Shimon call them. They signed on the initial sound. What's not to mekayim them? That's not what you talk about. Who did Reuven? If you mekayim the chesim of all the yorim, it's also good. It can be Reuven sugya. The sugya begins with a little bit here, mixing and matching.
The second kim is only coming in response to Ziv, or you could just do it beforehand. Two kims.
What? Second kim?
The second kim is coming in response to Ziv, or you could just have the Dan write two hand picks on the spot. You mekayim it twice.
It's the same thing. I mean, it doesn't disprove a Ziv.
There's only, but so the same exact came, but in response to Ziv now, it would be a mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say that you could continuously challenge and challenge, but here Rashi specifically says...
I don't know, it's not relevant. Actually, it's a little... Check it out if you keep on challenging it.
You never
deal with the clock? Yeah, what? No, another person. Once you become a Ziv, you can't change it. You can't challenge it. He can just say, he can go to another bezin and say, that which looks like kiyum is not really kiyum, and everything is loose.
Because Rashi makes it a kimta that we talk about where he's coming to collect now.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know. Actually, I finished, I don't know. But let's see, it's like, I don't know, where is that? Let's see, it's like, what's on that? Shittas Rashi, let's begin Shittas Rashi. The Kamba Kamba Shittas and Rishonim, what's going on here? Aid with Dayan. So again, so that was the background. So Rashi's aid is. So Rashi learns that the sugya is talking about Zerim Exaviodi, period, which is valid only according to Rabban. That's a fact. Rabbi holds it's no good. That's a fact. Zerim Exaviodi is no good according to Rabbi, because according to Rabbi need the Achim Exavim. And echad min hadayonim, hey, Rashav Yodoy. The dayon, one of the yonim whose signature appears on the shtar, he comes to the other bezin and says, "Zechav Yodoy." So they, Rivda Mashul held, Rivda said, "Mitztafin." And came a Vini, came Rami Bachoma, and he said, "No, my the Masnai, look at Masnai. What does that mean?" Says Rashi, "I mean, let us speak a little before we see the Rashi. It should be good and no good. But what's the?" Let's see, I'll give you a single context. I mean, it's possible. I'm a framework in which to put the sugya. Yeah, there's a little bit. We'll see more to go along. You need a pisha meidim yalkum dova. Pisha meidim yalkum dova. There's a lamosho. Lamosho. But one aid comes to bed. I'm the drunk children. If you have an aid comes to bed and says, Ruben Horig is nefesh. Another aid comes to bed and says, Ruben Chilos is Shabbos. What's the din? There's a namasav. I got both are being made and it's high missing. But the bad is not even natives. Now, let's. Din momnus, the din is a little different. Din momnus is a machlekis by Havah Havah Mesafin. And din momnus, I'm din machlekis. And it's not really directly relevant, but it's a little bit that the feet wet what's going on here. Havah Havah is machlekis in Sanhedrin, the Flamid, the base of things. Eid echos made Reuven lover. One day, another eid echos made lover. Another day, the bottom line, the bottom line of the eidus is the two eidim made is chayv. But two different meisim, two different halvois. That's not halva, halva misafir. That's not what. Two different. No, there are two different people in there. So who's being given the entire Malach HaShoresh? We're talking about the Baldin here. They're made for the Baldin. Yeah. How about two of us the same Malvin? It could be if they are Yoshim and two people and they have the same Yoshim, so we negate that. It doesn't have to be like that, I'm saying, but there has to be something of a... So somebody's being surveyed both. Yeah. Akoponim, that's time. Now let's come to the halacha maaser. So Sheita Lagis. So Rav Chama said, Ma'ayteko maaser hai, loiko maaser hai. Loiko maaser hai. It means like this. The 8 day... He's very here. Tzorochi and God here. I'll ask you if you shall listen. What are you reading? We'll learn the second one from the game. We'll learn the second together a little bit. The first one comes and he says, he's made a Tzaviyodai. He's made a Tzaviyodai. Shadon Rashi, that the reason is no good, B'dafka Koin Rabbana, said, the Gemara doesn't say, this is all part of Rashi's plan. The Gemara says, aid. It's one word, aid. Aid for diamond staffing. We see all the Yishayim going differently, aid. Rashi's aid means the aid himself came and he says, ex Tzaviyodai. That's how. The Kimt in the Gemara, Rashi learned B'dafka like that. And why is it no good, said Rashi, why is it no good? Why is the Messiah to die? Because he's being made a Manasseh B'Shtam. I'll leave it a bonus. I'll leave it a bonus being made a Manasseh B'Shtam. Okay. Comes the second. What's the other? What's Dayun? Dayun is the Dayun says, that's my signature there. I was among the Bezin that was behind B'Shtam. The key really took place. And then it was Bifoneinu was in Skaim. Bifoneinu was in Skaim. Was in Skaim this time, and I'm one of the Dayanim HaMikaimim. So, he learned this, some of you, he began the sugya, he learned a little bit, he doubled, he went into the sugya. So, how he is, the Gemara says about this, Ma'idiko Masinhai Lekom is Masinhai. So the Shali just you read the Rashi. Why is it only according to Rabbanon that Rabbanon Shem Shalom Misade? First of all, we learned by Rishus before. He says Zek Tzaviyodai. He doesn't ignore Zek Tzaviyodai. He doesn't come and say he's chayv to him. He borrowed money from him. He refers to the Shtar, to Chassim in the Shtar. That's for number one. He's referring to Chassim in the Shtar. He's not speaking in the vacuum. He's not saying plainly chaylovo. He's referring to the Shtar. That's number one. So if he's referring to the Chassim in the Shtar, why is it make worse the kind of bond? Manasseh B'Shtar is a mile. The way we learn, especially with Yerushalmi, it's only a mile. Manasseh B'Shtar says that he's not only corroborating this is a signature, but he's saying he's providing edus in the moment by saying that. Look, it's a mile. It's more. It's negayah. Yerushalmi is negayah here. But why? And if you hold not the Marsha B'Shaka Masid, if you hold not the Marsha B'Shaka Masid, yeah, well, the Tzarek, well, what's going on here, B'Chalm? There's some Shals in Rashi, yeah?
Yeah, because Bezdin doesn't know anything about
the
Marsha B'Shaka, all Bezdin knows as much as they tell them. So if
Eden
comes and
tells Tzarek
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the
Dayan
knows.
Oh, so Eden came to Zek. He said then, maybe he said then, he said, no, Zek Tzaviyodai. He comes now to the second Bezdin, the second round, to Zek Tzaviyodai. So there are two things here. There's number one, he's saying that's Zek Tzaviyodai. There also happens to be a mile. This Eidus said that it's Eidus Hamon. What was the Boshe chant? We'll see, the answer is Boshe, but we'll see. What?
It's one person.
Oh, good. So which means what?
You only believe on Moshe Shkara.
Good. Yeah, now I have to see the Ramban. We have to see this right away, the Ramban. The Ramban is Mephoresh Rashi. The Ramban says the chant in Rashi. The Ramban answers another Givaldi Gikasha. Eagle and made the color. He brings on Rashi. First Rashi. He says, Dayon no masid a kiyumo da shat. The Dayon is made. Bifanenus kaim, so he brings, the Dayon is made masid a kiyumo da shat. Sado, the aid, amonash of a shakir abon. That's the Rabban. Vigal medakalot. Avani asked, well, we asked what the kashas, the other kashas, which some will all be answered, Mr. Hashem. Avani asked a very interesting kasha. Here, listen to Avani's kasha. Avani says, that if I'm medical master high, local master high, which means that the teichen, let's touch it up a little bit more. The teichen of one aid is not the same teichen of the other aid. The teichen of the aidus of one is not the same teichen as of the other one. The aid says, the aid supposedly, Rashi says, the aid is providing us with aidus about the manash of Hashem. The dayan, on his part, doesn't know anything about the manash of Hashem. The dayan says, before my niskayim, before neinu niskayim. So, there's no official I made him Yochum Dova. There's no Yochum Dova, but which they have in common. It's disjointed adios. Yeah? So Rabban has a Gavazge Kasha. How do you learn something in the Mishnah and on the Chofim and Beis? I'll speak out the Kasha. The Bid Rabban. Ikal Medakalot. Im Kain Afilu Shnayim Eidim Machsimas Eide Echot. Ve Echot Oim Ezek Savyodi. Neim Amayz Gomasad Hai Loko Masad Hanoch. But Hech Matoni Yodeinu Vagleinu in the Mishnah. If we say again, we're taking the Rashi says that Amon Hashem means the Avgum Amon Hashem Shtar. So the Mishnah says that one Eid comes as Zechavodi, or the Mishnah, the Gemara, another two Eidim come and they say Zechavodi shall play me. So it's often the Sugi that's Messiah is Koshim. The Fush and Gemara is Koshim. Aye, Imai Duko Masad Hai, Loko Masad Hai, right? The one that says Zechavodi, he's providing Eidim about the moment. The other two, they don't know anything about the moment. They're providing, they're just saying, that's the chasim of Shimon. It's how's the mistarif? It should be eight mitayif. Eight mitayif, the field of Maskana, according to Ramachom, is not mitayif. What do you do with the sugi before? You hear the shayla. Here's shayla. He's saying, exactly what he's saying, mona, chayiv moment, and he's saying, that's the chasim yad. Says Rambana Teretz, "Vlav Musihi, nothing. Mishum to Hosom Kevon the Amizek Savyodoy Shoklini Vada Izel Savyodoy Voisek Sav who have made Al Monish of Shah Musavim Haveyoy Shade and Maksum Hashan Asik Mishnech with Lusim Bezin." Every what the Rambana says very big insight. Which Mamash cancels with everything we said in the previous story. When the BMS, the Rabban says, it's yes, it's a Ma'ad de Komasir Hai, Komasir Hai. The Hainu, let's explain. BMS, we have officially, it is our peace time aid in Yochum Dova, and is a common denominator between the aid that says Zek Savyodi. About the aid that says Zek Savyodi, so Roshan Gemara, Roshan Mishnah is, as Roshan Gemara is, Amona Shabashah Komasid, Komeid, says Ramban, the Ed of Edim, when they come to Bezdin and they say, Zeg Savyodo Shal Shimin. So it's true that the words they say, they themselves are not Edi Yediyah, they're not Ro Yodo, right? We should use that notion from the Ban Chumash. They're not Ro Yodo, the word that the story they're telling us about them is not about the Mona Shabashah. Correct. Boom. But they're bringing Eidus to Bezdin. They're bringing Eidus to Bezdin, and not Eidus of HVP8. They're bringing Eidus Chakur to Bezdin. What are they bringing to Bezdin? They're bringing the when they Mekayim Achasim of Ishtar, since Allah. They're not repeating a story. Not first of all, besides just authenticating a signature, they're being Mekayim Eidus. What's the teichon of the eidus which are being mekayim? The highest of all these, when you mekayim achasimba, you're bringing eidus to Bezdin, like we said then. You bring eidus of the eid of the eidim to Bezdin. What's the eidus of the eidim? Plain yilovo. What it says in the shtar. So says Rabban. The answer to his kasha is this: that ma'idu k'masad hai k'masad hai. Namely, that the first eid says exav yodi, he's being made now, but mom. The other two eidim don't know anything. But they just recognize the chasime. But this is a chasime of Eidim Machsum Hashan Nasik Mishnech Vidusim Vezdin. So once they mekayim the chasime, they say that's Shimon's chasime. So they're effectively bringing Shimon's Eidus to Vezdin. Vezdin now has Eidus of Uvein that he brought now, and they have the Eidus of Shimon, which has plenty lover. So we have so what's a fish Shnayim Eidim Yochum Dova? We have a Shnayim. We have Eidus of Shnayim about moment in front of us. The Eidos of Reuven was provided by Reuven himself. Shimon's Eidos about the moment was provided by the two of them, Kaim and Chasimah. Hey, what do you say?
So why don't we have a problem then each one being Metzi Akkodah of the moment?
It's the second two. That's the guessing Gemara. Reuven does 50%, the other two, the Mekhaim Shimon, each one does 25%. That's good.
Not a problem?
No, not a problem. That's a fortune Gemara. The Zex Aviyadi can be Messiah with two elders than Mekhaim Shimon. That's
a
Gemara.
Because
not luckily it has to be 50%. It can't be more than 50%. Yeah, that's a fortune Gemara. That's the last two weeks.
So the only difference in numbers between the Chavit and Rehuda is whether or not they're actually saying that Reuven and Shimon, or they're implying that Reuven and Shimon?
Again?
Yeah, it comes out that the only difference between Rehuda and the Chavit is
Yeah.
One second.
Or actually saying
so now
what?
I wouldn't want from the Shuk to be good then.
What?
There's no reason why one is not made in
his. Why is one from the Shuk no good? One from Shuk Mekayim Shimon Chasima, that's in the Mishnah Valley. Why is that no good?
Because
he has a money shabbat
that wouldn't help.
No. Why is one from the Shuk not enough to Mekayim Shimon Chasima? Or anybody's Chasima? What? Because he's an Echot. He's an Echot because of two things. Is what he's being made and what we have after he's made. Here, everybody says, very important. This Nekut is very important. This is actually the key to the Sugya, in the beginning. There's what he's made and what we have from his Eidos. Somebody when a Sugya is made, the what he's being made is about the Tzaviyad. Tzaviyad is Shal Koinig. So if he's an Eid Echod, so he's not Nemun, but an Eid Echos on Nemun says Zek Saviyah is a plenty. That's Rebbe Shita. That's Rebbe Shita, one second. So the immediate Eidos, the story that we hear from him, is Zek Saviyah is a plenty. That we need a Pishnaim Eid and tell us Zek Saviyah is a plenty. The Ramban says Avot here, that after we hear Zek Saviyah is a plenty, we now have two things. We have His chesim was mekuyim. We have now in Bifoneinu on the table in Bezdin Eidus moment of 22. How did that come? They brought it, even though they don't know it, but they brought it. They say this is by being mekayim shah. They make the shah relevant, the shah functional. So Bezdin now has the Eidus. So and coming back to our case, so the Ramban's kasha, why Zek Saviyodi is Yem Itztaviv with two Eidim being made about Zek Saviyodi Shalkoinim, because the bottom line of both Eidim, they're Mitztaviv in what? With the Tziruf. The Tziruf is in the Eidim's moment. Eidim's moment. Okay. What's the plan of Rashi? No. Here. Now we come back to Rashi. If the Rabban's Mechadish, that two Eidim they made about Chasimah, they bring the best in Eidos moment. The Eidos in the safe pasuk is not Dimu Chasimah. It's not signature verification. Best now has Eidos moment. Eidos moment. And that's even according to Rabbanon. When you have two people in the shul talking about the Shimah Chasimah. They don't know him. They just know his handwriting. They don't know the Maaseh. So the Shailah is, but there's also Eidos moment. So why did Rashi say in the Eid with Dain Eidim Safin? What would be here? What would be if two Eidim are made? Rashi wants that Eid Echad comes to Bezdin and says Zek Saviyodi. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Mishul is talking about. What if two Eidim come and say Zek Saviyodi Shal Koinim? Good or no good? What? What? Oh, the Hainu, good. So I just say the word. The Hainu like this. Why did Rashi learn? Rashi learned that Eid with Adam Safi is talking about a very specific case. Eid means the Eid came to Bezin. Not Eid is about the Eid. The Eid itself came to Bezin, and for that he said that's according to Rabban. So there's a shaila. Why not learn Eid? Eid means kiyum achasimah. If we carry the chasimah of one Eid. And when Kana Sima Badaim, Lachayu is still disjointed. Lachayu, even if two people Meshuk and Mekayim Nachsim of an aid, but it's only one of the two Eidim. Then somebody else is Mekayim and two other people Mekayim Nachsim of a dime. So it should be no good. But Mash is good. Why should it be good? You think about it, work on it. You must have this to you.
We're not asking what.